Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
Welcome, everyone, to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show, on demand. Sorry for the delay, guys, but I hope you're doing great. I've missed you. I'm fond of you, and I love you. And did I say that I missed you? It's been a couple weeks here since I've been able to do a podcast. A lot's been going on, and it's been increasingly difficult to sit down and knock out a Brad Gilmore Show, but here I am right now. I guess let me update you for the people inquiring minds are asking. You know, for the fans outside of Houston, yeah, Hurricane Harvey sucked. And fortunately, let me tell you my Hurricane Harvey story. So the hurricane made landfall in Texas that Friday, whatever week that was. I don't remember the date, but whatever date that was. Came in Friday. I remember the winds were high in my area. You know, I live close to the Gulf-ish. You know, about 35 minutes away from Galveston Bay, which is the beach here in Houston, or in the Houston area. And so I was a little nervous, but, you know, the winds were pretty bad. And then the next day, it seemed okay. You know, at least in my area. Not, obviously, in Corpus and stuff like that. But in my area, it seemed okay. So I felt optimistic that it wouldn't be a bad storm. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I was excited. Because back in July, the fine folks over at Complex Media reached out to me and they wanted me to host this show with Orange Calderon, Les, the Tauntauns, and LaToya Luckett with Jack Daniels. I was pumped for it. I was promoting it. I was ready to go. And then you know, they called when I was in Florida. I was in Miami and they called and they said, hey, or they sent a message and they said, hey, we're going to have to reschedule. It looks like a lot of rain's coming in. And I was a little down about that, but I said, okay, whatever. You know, it's probably going to be nothing. Because if you've lived in Houston for any long period of time, you know every time the weatherman on any of the news stations, every time he says, hey, this is going to be a bad storm, you should seek shelter or whatever, it's going to flood like it did Memorial Day and Tax Day, every time he says that, nothing happens, ever. Not a single thing happens. So I was cautiously optimistic that after that Friday, everything would be okay. Well, it happened to be the Saturday night. So I guess it's the 26th because that was when the McGregor fight was. So the 25th it hit. 26th, I was excited for Maymac like everybody was. You know, I thought this was going to be an exciting fight. Didn't know what to expect. And the man who I talk about combat sports with all the time, Booker T, gave me a buzz. He said, hey, where are you watching the fight? I said, I don't know yet. He goes, hey, I'm going to watch it at my house. You're more than welcome to come over. I said, great. And Booker and I, not to give out too much information, but we only live about a mile from each other, if that, maybe a mile and a half along this road where we live. So I was like, okay, you know, if it gets bad, you know, I can make it back. No worries. So I go over to Booker's house. We're actually switching between the Cotto fight and getting ready for the main event for Maymac. Gets to be about 10:30 Central Time, and it's been raining very hard for about 20 minutes. You know, nonstop. Maybe 30 minutes by the time where I was like, huh, I wonder how it's looking out there. So, gets to be about 10:30, 10:45, and I look at Book, and he looks at me, and we're thinking the same thing. I probably need to get the hell out of here because it's not looking so good. So I leave before the Maymac fight. You know, I get in Elvis, the king of the road, my Ford F-150. I'm in the car. I'm backing out. I'm going through Booker's neighborhood. Streets are kind of got some water on them, but not a lot. I get down to a main road, and when I'm driving, the water is coming up to my grill on my truck. And, you know, An F-150 is already pretty high off the ground. So this was coming up to, you know, my grill. So I was a little nervous. And then there's a creek, a bridge with a creek that always floods. And I was going over that, and I was really nervous. I mean, this I was actually terrified. It's raining hard. It's about 11 o'clock at night. I can't see really well at all. Streets are filled with water. I don't know where the curb is. I don't know where anything is. And a lot of these street lights have gone out already. So I'm like, crap, I'm about to get stuck in the middle of this thing, and I might be here all night. You know, I didn't know. I mean, it's only a mile, but I mean, the water was high. And I didn't want to flood my car out. You know, I didn't want to do any of that. So I'm coming through the neighborhood, and finally I get to my street. My street was the most flooded out of any street that I had seen up to that point in my area. So I go over to make the turn. I park in the driveway. I make it home safe. I run out of the car, run through into the house door. I'm soaking wet just from being out there for like 3 seconds, and I'm shaking. I'm shaking because I'm not only cold, I'm shaking because I was terrified. It was the most terrifying thing I think I've ever been through in terms of weather. And I was thankful. So I watched the news that night and then woke up the next day and I saw the devastation of my city. You know, this is the only city I've ever lived in. Houston, Texas is home for me. It's home for my family. You know, I mean, my family's been here for 60, 70 years, you know. So it was rough to watch the news and see everything that was going on. And I was trapped. You know, my streets were flooded. The freeways were flooded. I couldn't get out of my area. So I couldn't go help anybody. I felt helpless. And I was sad. I was sad to see what happened to the city I love. And a lot of people got affected. Even in my area, people lost everything. Water up to the up to the roof. It was awful. And I don't mean to bore to bring y'all down, you know, or bore you with a long anecdote about how everything turned out okay for me. But I say all that to say, Reality Wrestling on September 16th, next Saturday, is going to be doing a free show. Everyone's invited out, and we're going to be taking donations all night long to raise money for Hurricane Harvey victims. And I'm really proud that we're doing that. And on the 24th of this month, Booker T and I will be making our pilgrimage over to La La Land, Los Angeles, California, and we will be doing a live podcast, live heated conversation show at Lucky Strike Hollywood. We're going to have raffles, memorabilia, WWE superstars. We're going to be there live in person. We're going to be interviewing them. And we're just going to try to raise some money for people who were affected by Hurricane Harvey. And, you know, I mean, even though it hasn't made landfall in the, you know, continental United States yet at the time of this recording, I don't know what Irma's going to do. I mean, Irma looks frightening. And I was just in Miami 2 weeks ago, and now it sounds like Miami's going to be torn up, maybe worse than Houston was. So we're going to be raising as much money as we can to go to these victims and go to these families through the Booker T Fights for Kids Foundation. So the information is on my Twitter. It's on Booker's Twitter. You can go to at Booker T5X at Brad Gilmore. You'll see the flyer. It's pinned on our profiles. Ticket link. We're also taking donations. So anything you want to donate is more than welcome. And we're looking forward to trying to really help as many people as we can. Now, to get off of all that, oh, shout out to J.J. Watt for the awesome stuff he did. Now, to get off all that, September 24th is also going to be something else that I'm excited for. I am excited for this. It is going to be WWE No Mercy. No Mercy was, you know, probably the best WWE video game ever for N64. For all my old school fans, right? Was it that the... I remember that game had the special guest referee mode. It had where, you know, the weight limits kind of mattered. And I think that's one of the first games to where it's like, oh, he's a heavyweight. I'm a lightweight. I can't really pick him up, you know? That game was awesome. You know, there's so many cool... There are backstage scenes you could fight in. I mean, that game was awesome. That game and Here Comes the Pain are probably my two favorite WWE games ever. Off that, No Mercy is coming back this year. It's a Raw-branded pay-per-view, and it's got two magnificent matches at the top of the card. First match we got up that I got to talk about is Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman, the monster among men. I did a SmackDown Rebellion podcast for WrestleZone Radio and Eric Bischoff's IRW, there goes my southern accent, IRW Network. And I said, you know, the main event on SmackDown this week was Randy Orton versus Shinsuke Nakamura, which on paper is like a dream match, right? I said, who had ever thought that Shinsuke Nakamura and Randy Orton would be bested in the main event of a WWE show by Braun Strowman and The Big Show? Braun Strowman and The Big Show had one of the best matches on Raw all year. And it topped their last match, which was one of the best matches on Raw all year. Braun Strowman has come leaps and bounds. I remember seeing him work a dark match before the SmackDown tapings here in Houston years ago, like 2 years ago, maybe more, 2.5 years ago. And being like, oh, that's a big guy. I don't really know, you know, who he is, what he's doing. And then he became part of the Wyatt family. And then there were those rumors he was going to wrestle The Undertaker. And I was like, I don't see this. And then now I would be like, oh, wow, Undertaker Braun Strowman would be awesome. But Braun Strowman versus Big Show was awesome. And then Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar. This was a match I think it was supposed to take place at Great Balls of Fire. And didn't happen. But I'm excited that we're getting it now as opposed to then, because that match they had at SummerSlam, that Fatal 4-Way, was a great match with Samoa Joe and Roman Reigns, Braun and Brock. And that match left us saying, wow, Braun Strowman is the man. Like, I could see him as a legitimate replacement for Undertaker, Big Show, and Kane. You know, wrapped into one. So that match, with the legitimacy that Brock Lesnar always brings and how awesome he is, going against this mountain of a man in Braun Strowman, that match has the potential to be the match. This is a hot take. Steaming hot. That match has potential to be the match of the year. And I know it sounds crazy, but if you go back to WrestleMania 33, Brock Lesnar and Goldberg, you could make an argument that was match of the night. And the other match that could have been match of the night was Shane McMahon and AJ Styles. So it was either one of the two of them. But Brock Lesnar, why do their names have to be so similar? Brock Lesnar and Goldberg tore the house down in 5.5 minutes. And I expect a longer match and a better match from Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar. I think these two are going to tear each other from limb to limb. They're going to be hitting Suplex City. They're going to be hitting power slams. It's going to be brawl to the outside, to the, you know, inside, to over the ring, to under the ring. I don't know where the hell they're going to go. Through the crowd, to the backstage. They're going to beat the hell out of each other for 10 to 12 minutes, and I'm going to love every damn second of it. I think it could be the match of the year. The match of the year. I think Brock Lesnar retains, obviously, but I'm excited for the match. Because they could pull the trigger and say, you know what, Braun Strowman, let's make you the WWE Universal Champion. Let's have you kill everybody for 6 months. Going into Mania as the champ. I mean, it could happen. It could very well happen. I think the smart money is on Brock to retain and hold it for a long time, but I'm not ruling out Braun Strowman walking out with the championship. The other match that I find interesting and exciting is a match that I really... Okay. A lot of people boo John Cena. A lot of people boo Roman Reigns. The reason they boo him is because they feel like they were shoved down their throats and they didn't have a choice in picking the guy they wanted to root for. WWE force-fed him somebody to root for. And I get all that. I 100% understand. But for me, I still am a fan of both of them because they have great matches. Both of them. Both of them have great matches. So, I mean, as a wrestling fan, don't you want to, you know, watch somebody who has great matches? You know, I know I do. So, the fact that we're going to see John Cena versus Roman Reigns on a, what people are calling a B-level pay-per-view, I'm excited. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, why blow this match now? This is a WrestleMania match. This is a Royal Rumble match. This is a Survivor Series match. You know, this is one of the big four, brother. You know, and you know, first instinct says this is a WrestleMania caliber match. I'm not disagreeing with that. What I'm saying is, excuse me, I'm doing some organizing. What I'm saying is, they don't know how much longer John Cena is going to be around. I mean, I'm a fan of the Total Divas and the Total Bellas shows, and I watched the Total Bellas debut last night, and you know, John Cena literally has like 12 free hours in a month between doing movies and going to, you know, Raw and doing the live events and then filming this commercial, doing this, you know, Today Show appearance, doing this Tonight Show appearance, you know, voicing over his television reality series on Fox. You know, he's got a lot going on, a lot of fingers in many a pie, an old Southern saying. And, you know, they don't know what his schedule is going to be like over the next year. So they say, look, we got the opportunity. You're on Raw. Roman's on Raw. This is the biggest match that we can make right now. Let's pull the trigger. Why not? Why the hell not? Let's make this the first clash of these two giants. And, you know, what a lot of people don't think about, okay, take Austin Rock, right? Their great rivalry. When I say, what's the quintessential Austin Rock match? 9 times out of 10, people are going to say the championship match in Houston, WrestleMania 17, main event, right? Well, guess what? That was a WrestleMania rematch. Sometimes the rematch, most of the times, is not only the better match, it's the bigger match, the bigger money maker. People like to see it. You know, there's something novel about seeing it for the first time. But once, if you give them a great match the first time out, and you bring it back for the rematch, like right now, people are saying, I want to see Conor Mayweather again. Now, we're not going to see it, but I bet you people would pay more money to see if Conor can make it 12 rounds than paid to see the first match, see the first fight. I almost guarantee it, because that first fight was entertaining as hell, and people are like, ooh. You know, for Conor's first boxing match, he did pretty good. Give him a couple years, and I bet you he could make a run at it. Or a few more months of training, and he could make a run at it. And I think that that would be the intrigue in this Roman-Cena match. Whoever prevails, the other one's going to have a legitimate gripe to come back with the rematch. And that rematch can be bigger. That rematch can be better match than the first one. And that rematch can take place at a bigger stage, like WrestleMania. A lot of people think it's going to be Roman Brock again at WrestleMania. It very well could be. But right now, if schedules permitted, I'd have the first match here. You know? And No Mercy. And then I'd bring it back for WrestleMania. That's what I would do. But hey, what do I know? But those are two matches I'm really looking forward to. So I'm going to be excited to go out to Los Angeles, California, September 24th. September 24th, live. Lucky Strike Hollywood. Go to my Twitter, Booker T's Twitter, for more information. I think it's going to be really cool. And I'm excited for it. A lot of other things going on. You know, the Rockets have been sold. You know, we talked about Kyrie being traded to the Celtics. Football season is officially upon us. Our Houston Texans, I'm hoping they do great. So, I have some interviews lined up that are going to be dropping here over the next couple weeks. But the last thing I want to do, this was just kind of an abbreviated show. I just want to update y'all. Last thing I want to do, though, on this show before I leave is tell you that Back to the Future, the podcast, Season 4, drops, what's today? I'm recording this on September 7th. That's this Monday. I'm actually recording this the day that Doc Brown gets shot originally in 1885. Over a matter of $80. Today is September the 7th. We are dropping Back to the Future, the podcast season 4 on Monday, September the 18th. So not this Monday, but next Monday. And it's going to have a lot of special guests. I'm not giving anything away at all. But if you're a fan of this podcast and you've been waiting on this podcast, brother, you're going to be excited come September the 18th for more Back to the Future in your life. But until then, I'm Brad Gilmore. This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. And I will see you next week.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?